All right, Rabbi, good morning. So we're continuing in Sidkas HaTzadik, at least for a few minutes today before we begin the last daf of Meseches Shabbos. So we left off still in Os Chaf Gimel. Os Chaf Gimel. So remember again, Rabbi Tzadik was speaking about the profundity of the various Mishmoros, right? And their deeper meanings. And ultimately, again, what they mean in terms of our relationship to the Shechina, specifically vis-a-vis the ability to feel the tsar, the pain of the Shechina. So we saw again the dogs barking. We're up now. We left off on page Nun Dalet. Ubishlishis. Remember again, we come now to the third Mishmar. So the third Mishmar, the final Mishmar, final segment of the evening, which, if you remember again from the previous Sif, from the Gemara, explains is marked by two things. Number one, it's the time that a child begins to wake up to nurse, and Bizman She'is Isha Misaperas in Baila. From the time that a woman begins to speak with her husband, you know, this is the early morning hour. So we'll say this Mishmar is the last Mishmar of the night, right before daybreak. So it says Rabbi Tzadik, Ubishlishis, in the third Mishmar, Hargosha rak libne adam shlem. They're both saying, now if you notice again, there's been a progression, right? The first mishmar is the donkeys braying. The second mishmar is the dogs barking. So remember again, the donkey in Reb Tzadik's world represents chamor, chomer, chumrius, something totally physical with absolutely no spirituality associated with it. A beast of burden that is totally enmeshed and immersed in the world of the material. But even a chamor has the ability to connect with the Shechina, with the Ribono Shalom in some way. Okay, we go up then to the dog. The dog is considered to be a step above the donkey. The dog, remember again, Reb Tzadik's incredible idea, Kelev, Kol, Lev, Gematria Eliyahu, that ultimately, again, a dog exhibits a level of commitment. The Pesach says a dog exhibits a level of azos, of, what's the right word? Azos is like a chutzpah, thank you. A level of chutzpah, right? In azos, which again, good chutzpah. But sometimes if you need a little bit of chutzpah in order to get things done, I don't mean the kind of chutzpah that's annoying, but the kind of chutzpah that allows you to stand up for yourself, the kind of chutzpah that allows you to stand up for your ideas, the have az kanamer, be bold, right? Be bold, right? That's the idea, a boldness, right? A chutzpah, that's what the dog possesses. So therefore, again, so you see again, even if you're a donkey, you could connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if you're a kelev, but you exhibit a sense of commitment. You know, the kelev, and it's actually interesting, it's fascinating to me how much, like, dog references we've had. And like, I think it's Chesh Baruch who told me that I have to rethink my stance on dogs. I think that's might be something else that's happening here. But it really is fascinating, just the amount of references between our Gemara and between Reb Tzadok. But again, so the dog is considered to be a higher level, a sense of commitment. That's a person who has a sense of commitment. Not perfect, but a person who exhibits a certain level of boldness to be able, remember again, the dog is still considered to be in the animal kingdom very low down, right? At the end of the day, it's still, at least in the eyes of Chazal, we start from the Gemara, the scavenger, right? The scavenger. See, even if you're a chamor, even if you're a kelev, there's still the ability to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. So now we come to the final Mishmar, the third Mishmar of the evening. And what's that Mishmar? That Mishmar is the time that a baby begins to nurse. A time that a woman and a husband and wife begin to converse in the morning. So baby begins to nurse, husband and wife begin to converse. So therefore, you know, Psadik says this third Mishmar Abosai represents a level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is only felt by Bnei Adam, by people. Look at Rabbi Tzadik. Actually, look at the Be'uri HaChassidus on page Nun Dalid. The last line on the right-hand side of the page. U'bishagash lishis, the third roar, right? The third time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoig, Nikeres pu'ulaso shoshai gazu ba'olam ha'shafa b'kach shetinok yonek v'isha misaperes. Shargasha az b'tzara shchina hidaka b'yoser. Nebo say this is actually pretty incredible. You see, in the first two mishmoros, it's pitch black at night. It's pitch black. Shabbos says, so the ability to feel the tzara of the Shechina when it's dark outside is much easier, Right? Because again, darkness in general represents a certain level of sadness, a certain level of despair. So in the midst of the night, even the donkey could feel the tzara of the Shekhinah. In the midst of the night, even the caliph could feel the tzara of the Shekhinah. By the time you get to the third Mishmar, there's already a little bit of light mixed into the horizon. So I'll say, so there, the ability to discern the pain of the Shekhinah is only really accessible to people, to someone who is a Ben Adam. He goes on, he says, Shabin Rak Libne Adam Shlemim Bekach Nafsham. Lefi Shizman Hu Karov Ma'od La'or Hayom, Shibomaschilim Hachasodim Shal Or Haboker La'hoir, Yoser V'yoser. Memelehem Misorim La'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. His orus haba mikach hashaga shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu hanishmaas lemala shuba mitoch tzifia kivyachol mitoch hagash asar. So we'll say this is really quite beautiful. In this third mishmar, what is it that's occurring? So in this third mishmar, there is the ability to perceive Hakadosh Baruch Hu even outside of absolute times. So we'll say, here's what's fascinating. When it's daytime and when it's nighttime, those are times of absoluteness. Remember, again, in general, we assume lahagid baboker chasdecha ve'amunas chabalevos. Day normally represents divine chesed, divine kindness. Night represents divine difficulty. So anyone could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol in the night, even the chamar and even the kelev, and anyone could really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu by day, because those are moments of clarity. What's the most complicated time of life, time of day, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The most complicated is the third Mishmar. Why? Because it's kind of, as they say, Nishtahin Nishtaher, right? It's not really fully nighttime anymore, but it's not yet fully day either. The ability to perceive the Ribono Shel Olam in that third Mishmar, the chamar can't, the caliph can't. Who can? Bizman shatinok yonik mishtei ima. Remember again the symbolism that the Rebbe said before? What does that represent? The nursing baby represents, the baby represents Klal Yisrael, the mother represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mother's milk is Torah. So those who are enmeshed in a world of spirituality have the ability to discern God even in the midst of those twilight times, right? Even in the third Ashmores, even during that time when it's not fully night, it's not fully day, it's not clear, lahagid babo, it's not baboker, but it's also not balayla, the ability to perceive the Ribono Shel Olam during those times is dafka for people. Is dafka for someone who's a ben adam, right? Someone who's the tinok yonek mishtei imo, the baby who's willing to nurse, the baby who's willing to grow, the baby who's willing to learn. That's the person who could perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that third Mishmar. I'll say, such an incredible idea. Because what is the key to successful living? The key to successful living is God awareness. By the way, you find this in all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Baal HaTanya, right? The Baal HaTanya. The Tanya begins with this idea that he says, the Shulchan Aruch begins with the concept of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I have placed Hashem before me at all times. And says the Baal HaTanya, why does the Shulchan Aruch begin this way? Because there is nothing more important in life than God awareness. If you have the awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam in your life, that guides anything and everything. Conversely, Chas Hashem, a person doesn't have an awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam in their lives, person's lost. So Reb Tzadik says, that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. Chazal are trying to sensitize us to how do we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's good news. The good news is, even if I'm a kelev, or let me go back. Even if I'm a chamar, and even if I'm a kelev, as Reb Tzadik explained, I can still connect with the Ribono Shel Olam and feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzar of the Shekhinah. But if you really want, the only problem with that is, a kelev and chamar, Chamar and Kelev, can only relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times when the presence of God is absolutely and unequivocally clear. In the dead of night, they could relate. But they do not have the ability to discern the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam in a more nuanced fashion. When does that happen? That's the third Mishmar. Bizman shatine yonik mishte imo. At the time, ultimately, again, that a child nurses from its mother. Only when a person is embedded in a framework of spirituality, imbibing the milk of Torah, ingesting the milk of Ruchnius, a person embeds themselves in a framework of ongoing growth, such a person could perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just in the dead of night, and not just in the beautiful luminescent day, but even in the third Ishmoras. Even when it's not fully night, even when it's not fully day, even when it's not 100% clear what it is that's happening in my world, if you embed yourself in a system of Ruchnius, you ingest the mother's milk of the Ribono Shel Olam, you'll have the ability to feel His presence, keep His presence with you at all times. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with the end of, we'll probably pick up a Meretz with Chav Dalet in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.